Blood on the River Literature Response. The author, Elisa Carbone, wrote a historical fiction novel titled Blood on the River, which took place in Jamestown, Virginia, 1607. The main characters, Samuel and Captain John Smith, work together to solve the problem of Samuel having no family, while focusing on the themes of coming of age and class warfare. One important character in the book is Samuel. Physically, he is very skinny and shabby. His personality could be described as independent, angry, and mean. The following examples from the book exemplify these three personality traits. He is independent because he doesn't work well with others, and he thinks he can survive without help from others. He is angry at the world, and it seems like he blames everyone and everything for his mother's death. Before he learned to control his anger, he was very mean. At the orphanage, he got into fistfights with the other children. Another important character is Captain John Smith. Physically, he is sturdy and tough. He has a curly reddish-brown beard and green eyes. His personality could be described as clever, serious, and experienced. He is very clever because when he's in trouble, he always has a good plan. He is very serious because he never jokes around. He was a captain in the English military, so he is very experienced. Samuel's main problem in the book is that he has no family and trusts no one. His parents are both dead, and he has been living in the streets of London since his mother passed away. He stole his mother's locket from a shop, but he was caught and sent to the orphanage. Samuel and two boys from the orphanage, Richard and James, board the Susan Constant and head toward Virginia. On the ship, everyone gets seasick, and Samuel almost dies. Everyone is happy when they finally land in Virginia. In Virginia, Samuel learns that he can't survive without others. He makes a lot of friends, including a naked Indian princess, and even gets a family. One important theme of this book is coming of age, because as you read the book, Samuel becomes more grown up. Another important theme of the book is class warfare, because the colonists are trying to survive and they're getting attacked by Native Americans. My favorite part of the book is in chapter 17 when Pocahontas, Richard, and Samuel are cartwheeling all over the place. I like it because they are all so happy. My least favorite part is in chapter 24 when they describe what happened to Captain Smith. I don't like it because the description is disgusting and disturbing. The story made me feel sad at the beginning because Samuel had no family, and happy at the end because he got a family. In all, I thought the book was awesome because it was detailed, exciting, and interesting. I would read another book by this author and recommend this book to a friend because it is an awesome book. And I bet Elisa Carbone's other books are awesome too.